Soviet Union has been gone 15 years now. Dina Kamenskaya did everything she could to help make that happen. Ms. Kamenskaya was a defense lawyer in Soviet Russia who represented many of that nation's most famous human rights activists. She made a career of standing up to the Kremlin at a time when justice was denied to many under that regime. Dina Kamenskaya died earlier this month. Producer Robert Rand knew her and sent us this remembrance.
Dina Isakovna Kamenskaya was famous among Moscow's dissident circles during the 1960s and 70s. She was a battler for human rights, a sort of Russian Thurgood Marshall who represented dissidents in political show trials when nobody else would. One underground singer even wrote this song about her called The Lawyer's Waltz. It describes Kamenskaya's efforts to dance around obstacles in KGB-controlled courtrooms. Kamenskaya's courage and decency eventually got her and her husband, also a lawyer, expelled from the Soviet Union. It was that or prison. The Kremlin silenced her voice. This is what Dina Kamenskaya used to sound like 30 years ago, in her prime, before she had her stroke. She's talking about the Soviet legal system, about political trials, how arbitrary they were. She's saying that all political trials were scripted and decided in advance.
Я что-то по-английски буду, потом мы будем говорить по-русски, хорошо?
Tell me, if you could, Konstantin, a little bit in English about the work that Dina Isakovna did in Moscow in the 1960s.
In 1960, Dina was very active in political cases.
Dina Kamenskaya and her husband, Konstantin Simas, lived in a suburb outside Washington, D.C. I visited them late last summer. They were both in their late 80s and both frail. After her stroke, Dina Isakovna lost the ability to speak. She could make sounds, but she couldn't articulate sentences. As for Konstantin, he has Parkinson's disease, but was able to whisper his way through a conversation. Konstantin tells me his wife took risks by defending dissidents in Soviet courtrooms. It was dangerous work, he said, that gave Dina Isakovna a certain moral and political satisfaction. She didn't consider herself to be a brave person, Konstantin said. She was an honest person who followed her beliefs.
Please, will you be so kind as to come on?
The couple's nurse, a woman named Nana, allowed me to walk upstairs to Dina Isakovna's second-floor study. She was seated behind a desk, dressed in a bathrobe, listening to music. I hadn't seen her in more than 15 years when she helped me with a book I wrote about a murder trial in Moscow. I was struck by how good she looked, despite her stroke. I asked her if she remembered me, and she vigorously nodded her head yes. I passed on greetings from mutual friends and acquaintances, and she laughed. I told her it was great to see her, and Nana said Dina Isakovna seemed frustrated that she couldn't speak with me. Suddenly, Dina Isakovna looked down at her desk.
She reached inside her desk and pulled out a copy of a magazine called Rossiyskiy Advokat, Russian Lawyer, number 2 from the year 2000. And on the cover is a picture of Dina Isakovna. It says, Dina Kamenskaya. Авокатура была моим местом в жизни, способом моего существования в ней, which means being a lawyer was my place in life. It enabled me to exist.
I realized that Dina Isakovna was talking to me through that magazine cover. Despite her stroke, despite her inability to speak, she was communicating with me. I took her hand to say goodbye.
Dina Isakovna, очень приятно вас встретить, вас видеть. Всего наилучшего.
It was really nice to see you, I said. All the best. As I left the room, Dina Isakovna Kamenskaya weakly raised her hand, a gesture in frustration at her inability to express herself more fully. But she was smiling and seemed pleased by the visit.
No, 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 no.
Dina Kaminskaya died on July 7th at the age of 85. For NPR News, this is Robert Rand reporting.
Our story was produced through American Radio Works, the documentary unit of American Public Media.